Yeah, you have to welcome that. But again, for me, it should be multi-layered. You know, it needs to address the issue of knife crime while there's still a range of measures, including community work and youth work, that's really not there anymore. When we were growing up, there was always youth clubs around or youth workers that was very helpful. So I think along with tougher sentences, there has to be a lot more money put into the communities for local services, like I say, youth clubs, outreach centres, educational programmes, and even back to school, or ways to go back to school. So while tougher knife crime sentences is a plus coming in, hopefully it'll deter some people, it won't deter all. I'm a firm believer that more money needs to be put into all the services, because you look back the last 15, 20 years, over a period of time, all these services would have been cut at one stage or another. So it's time to bring back the services as well for the local youth in the communities.
While that would work to some extent, you'd have to agree that the level of knife crime and the number of stabbing incidents lately in and around Sligo is quite alarming. And presumably the people who commit this crime, a youth club isn't really going to make it any better, is it?
Well, it depends. If you look at the amount of knives that would be caught, it's probably only a fraction of what's going around. If you go back, depending on their age group, go back a couple of years previously, if these services were available for children, it would kind of deter them from that lifestyle. But again, like I said, look, tougher knife crimes, it is, for me, decent, but I still think that there has to be more interventions, especially at the age group the people are kind of getting involved in. If you go back into their Gaelic, their GAA, their rugby, youth club areas, their youth clubs in communities, I think when we were growing up, we had Tricia Cawley, we had Porrick Morgan, we had Eugene Coyle. These were all great youth workers, and late Michael Clark as well. They're excellent people that when there was something wrong, you could turn to them in the area. But now, unfortunately, there's not much of that going on anymore. So I believe that, again, it's great to see tougher knife crime sentences, but it has to be a multi-layered approach, and I definitely think more money has to be pumped into more communities.